Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
Farmers are seeing fertilizer prices soar and supplies dwindle. This could change farmers' plans for next year. Gary Crawford from the USDA has more.
When it comes to what's going on with the price, supply, and delivery time of ag inputs like fertilizer,
it's been a perfect storm.
Perfect in the sense of a lot of things going wrong at one time to cause big problems for farmers trying to buy fertilizer and for ag retailers who are having a hard time getting supplies to sell. Rod Wells is with a farm cooperative. He was speaking with the other day in a House Ag Committee hearing representing the Ag Retailers Association. He said, for example, take a look at two key inputs needed for fertilizer, nitrogen and phosphate.
One of the feedstocks and one of the catalysts to make the products are natural gas, and natural gas has skyrocketed in price, and it directly impacts the prices of those particular products. And so Hurricane Ida shut down a significant amount of production in the state of Louisiana, which took tons out of the marketplace. Transportation costs, getting things in a timely fashion, high input costs, high transportation costs, shutdowns. There have been a number of turnarounds related to COVID that were delayed that took tons out of the market. So there's a number of factors.
And of course,
obviously, anytime you have dramatic increases in cost for the farmer, it leads to widespread concern.
The other day, USDA reported that for this year, fertilizer prices were already averaging 12.5% higher than 2020. But many farmers are now being quoted prices as high as six times what they paid last year at this time. That is, if they can get the fertilizer at all. Add to this soaring fuel prices, 30 to 40% higher, and increases for labor, interest rates, land rental, you name it. And you have, for the farmer, the classic cost price squeeze. USDA's chief economist Seth Meyer says right now crop prices are still high enough for many producers to justify paying these very high prices for fall application fertilizers for next year's crop.
But the last thing you want to do is put out a bunch of money for fertilizer and then see corn prices drop and be unhedged against those higher fertilizer prices.
And unhinged. Meyer says that some analysts are expecting crop prices to be a little lower next year and input costs even higher than they are now. And so,
if you're spending this much on fertilizer, you might consider locking in a little bit of these higher corn prices. You don't have to put it all on the table because there is a risk because you don't know how much of a crop you're going to get.
But again, that would help in case crop prices do come down next season. Meyer's other advice, which he says most farmers are going to be doing anyway, but it's worth saying, especially next year,
you're going to want to watch your cost side.
That's one thing over which farmers at least have a little bit of control. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.